Welcome to the Hobos Collective. I'm the Blue Wizard, and with me, of course, is my co-host, the Venerable Logar.
The Barbarian?
And we're super excited to see you all today. Got a few things to talk about.
I can't see them.
Oh, well, they're out there.
Well, let's start with a word from our sponsor, Brooklet Games. And I'm not going to read a word from the sponsor for this episode. I'm going to tell you about something I got in the mail.
Oh, cool.
If you all have been listening, we talked to Brooklet Games a while back about Worldlings, Tales of Tiny Gods. It was a zine that he was working on, Jim. And it came in recently. It's gorgeous. I have not had a chance to go through the whole thing, but I need to tell you how wonderful this is. The print is spot on. The art is beautiful. It came with a little patch. I'm having a problem with patches in my bag. I need to get some safety pins and start fixing up my game bag. I'm getting the Brooklet games on there. I got some from Marco from Spicy Tuna. I need a safety pin on there. There's a few other mothership patches I'm going to get on there and stuff like that. So I'm excited to fix that up. But Jim has also been doing some screen printing, and there's this nice little pamphlet that came in there, Legends of the Worldlings by AJ Montague. Published by Brooklet Games, and it's just like, you know, the screen printing is beautiful. It's printed on this nice, I think it's like a lemon drop yellow French paper stock, real nice. I'm pretty sure they're a union, the paper makers that was used.
Excellent.
Largely because I talked to him about the way he was printing them on the phone. But yeah, the screen printing is beautiful. I love it. There's something about this. I'm hoping that maybe I shouldn't say, I'm hoping that we'll be able to, we're doing a co-op, right?
We are.
And one of the things we talked about was, like, you know, things like the division of labor. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to do some screen printing there. And we might work with some folks out there who are doing stuff like that, like this, to accomplish that. And it's a gorgeous print. Now, I like that screen print. There's something different about it than that, like, you know, digital printing that just is, I appreciate, right?
Yeah.
Like Max Moon does a lot of that stuff on his stuff. It also came with some nice little paper minis of the Worldlings, the Tiny Gods as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they're nice. I don't want to cut them open, but I might take the PDF and print them out and cut them that way. And this beautiful full color map that also came with it. So there was a lot that came in there, and I was excited to get that. Go to brooklettgames.com. I do not see Worldlings Tiny Gods on there for sale just yet. I'm hoping that it'll be there, but there's a lot of good stuff that Brooklet's put out that if you don't have it, it's worth checking out. Arbin the Rot Dragon, Forbidden Swamp, Vortex Isles, Gabiko, Bones of the Red Dragon, The Visitor, Escape the City. They're all on there. It looks like they're for sale at brooklettgames.com, brooklettgames.bigcartel.com. We'll put links to all that in there, and go to his Patreon. You can support him and back him there as well. So that's about all I got for that. I've got a bunch of other zines that I've gotten recently. So we're going to talk about a few things today. Let's start talking about a few zines.
All right.
It's time for Zine Thursday.
Woo!
We haven't really done those lately, but we're going to do a couple of zines in here. And then we're going to talk about the print shop and printing zines just a little bit, a slight update. If you're a patron, you've got an update on the Patreon recently. We did a soft open of the site. We had bugs and kinks and problems. We're working things out and fixing them up. We've learned
these things happen. We apologize.
So, and that's kind of why we did a soft open. We wanted to see where it was we were lacking, and we're going to go back and check our boxes. But the site, if you go to hoboscollective.com, we have a few zines up there for sale. Well, you've got one of those zines that's not a game zine. What is it?
So it's called I Fucking Earned My Stripes. And not something you can talk about, you know, maybe over Thanksgiving dinner with the family, unless they're real cool. But it's written by one of our own, by Dot, who put together a little scene about his experiences as a kitchen worker. And I think it's pretty relevant to a lot of people out there and really touches on in a pretty intense sort of way. I think it manages to capture the feeling of working in a kitchen, just that constant sort of the twin flames of stress and adrenaline, you know, the joys of getting it all right, but also the terror of the constant stress and the heat. And and also talks about the necessity for, and I think this is something that is way overdue, for kitchen workers to organize. And, you know, that kind of talks about the way that working in a kitchen, the entire hierarchy of a kitchen is really born from military. You know, that's where you got chefs, and that's why chefs' jackets are, they look like military uniforms. So it's a great sort of pushback against this idea that, you know, the shit has to roll downhill. Like, you're in the kitchen, you're making the food, you are in charge. So I think it's a good read. And it's really, some of the parts of it are just like slam poetry of intensity. It reminds me a little bit of the show The Bear.
Yeah. And I want to add a few things too, because I got, so we've been doing like print runs of our zines, and yeah, like each one time we do a print run, we number how much they are. So we got the initial, how many was in that run that we got, and there's ones for sale as well, but the ones we got are different,
right? Yeah, there were five in the initial print run.
So the initial run, we got the five that was kind of like the first spot. The next, he did an, I don't remember how many was in the run that's up for sale, but there's a few on the site right now. They got red covers.
I think it was 20.
So he, I think it's a nice spoil. I put up issue number one of the Gonzo Times, and the information in the Gonzo Times itself is what I presented there, kind of the stress and turmoil of the Marine Corps, and kind of the tongue in cheek frustration and the trauma that's kind of expressed in there. I feel that this zine dovetails it nicely. Like they work well together. They're two sort of I guess proletariat views, and what's Dots done in this is kind of taking a unique look at the AEIOUs, if you're familiar with that, from organizer trainings from the IWW.
Agitate, educate, organize.
Educate, inoculate.
Inoculate, yeah.
Organize union.
I need to go back to school. I was switching my I and my O.
AEIOU. And some of it, I would say, doesn't exactly gel with what will be taught in an organizer training. It's definitely his unique take. But one of the things that he expresses in there is that if you're working in a kitchen, you have the skills to organize already just from organizing in a kitchen.
Yeah.
And he kind of expresses the need to get past some of the conflicts that we have, the interpersonal conflicts, to organize within those spaces. And instead of going at it with each other, go at it with the boss. Right.
Yeah. I mean, why get pissed off at the guy that's right there in the ship with you? Like, get pissed off at the guy that put you there.
Right. Right. Now, I got a couple other things here. We spoke to J.A. Cartoons.
Remember? Yeah, yeah. Like, nice guy. Liked him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's Unnatural Beast number 2 has dropped. He's got it awesome. Available to purchase. I went ahead and grabbed those. There's a little package. We can get both of them for less than if you buy them singly. So you can grab Unnatural Beast 1 and 2. I also picked up his comic, Ronnie and Tim, which is great. I think we talked about it a little bit. It's like the two stone drunk rednecks who's modeled after his writer's fathers, essentially. And it's a fun little book to read. I like it. Very unique comic, very fun. Reading the story about it and reading what he wrote about them in there, because he's also some personal like writings and stuff telling kind of the history of the family and all that, and these fellers. One of them has passed on now. And reading it reminds me of certain I guess adults that were in my life when I was younger that we had similar jokes about.
Sure.
I could name a name or two, but I'm not going to. J.A. Cartoon, is that Ronnie and Tim I really like? And Unnatural Beasts is really fun little comic. I think you should support J.A. Go check J.A. Cartoons. Go check it out. I'll put the link in the podcast notes, as well as on the Hobos Collective site. You should be going to the Hobos Collective site, not just for the links, because you can pick up our zines there as well.
And also, you know, while you're there, you can sign up for our mailing list.
Yes.
Keep abreast of everything new that's coming out.
I think the other things I picked up recently, so there's a couple game zines that I recently got in that I had backed, or one that I had backed was Scourge of the Northlands by Jacob Fleming. If we start getting into more zine reviews of stuff, I might try to go over this, because Jacob Fleming's done a lot of great stuff. I'll put a link to wherever, I don't know if it's for sale yet or not, but wherever it's at, I'll put a link to information about Scourge of the Northland from Jacob Fleming. I also got Exalted Funeral has copies of the Night Yeast available right now, which has been a hard to find thing.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And people have been charged like damn near $100 a pop for them. You can pick them for $15 there. Really good.
It's amazing what a new print run will do.
Yeah. It's I'm excited to finally get those, and they're beautiful. They're risograph prints. There's a history to this. This is the feller who did a lot of the design layout of Morkborg, which is very influential on a lot of the zine culture right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are different, like Mothership, Death in Space Adventures, things like that, different sci-fi, OSR style stuff, just kind of a cornucopia of different stuff. It's a Swedish zine, finally available in the US directly. And then, did I have one more? There is one more I wanted to go over before we stop with the zine stuff. And I'm going to put a link to this one. This one was neat. It's called Apocalypse. Well, it's called, let's see, a Remote Viewer I believe it's Bach, B-A-K, or T-Bach. I'm not 100% sure the author's name. It's a little confusing reading the front. But it's got some comics and some writing. It's interesting and fascinating. The comics are beautiful, very, very well illustrated. Not a lot of text in the comics. A good use of sequential art to tell a story, you know. But also there's some other writings in here. Roots y Remedios. Exploring a continuum of ancestry and native plant traditions in the Southern Rocky Mountains.
Oh, yeah. I kind of I got a chance to flip through that and saw that article in there. That was cool.
The indigenous presence in the Southern Rockies precedes by thousands of generations the arrival of the 17th century explorers, as well as the entrenchment of Catholic missions and the occupation of colonizers granted land by the Mexican government in the 1800s. And he goes on to talk about how some of that occurred and how the shift of the state and the U.S. coming in and making that region the United States, from going from Mexico to that. But he goes into talking about kind of his family's history and their relationship with the indigenous plant life and stuff. Pretty interesting. Some of the stuff that, like the drinks and stuff, his father or grandfather, I can't remember. I think it was his grandfather would.
I think grandfather, yeah.
Yeah, make out of like teas and stuff of some of the herbs. It's really cool, really interesting zine. I strongly suggest it. I'll put a link to where you can pick it up on there. Order it directly. It's worth looking at. I appreciate it. I love the art. It's a beautiful zine, very unique. And I feel that some of the stuff in here, just kind of some of the passed down knowledge of generations and whatnot, is it's valuable to at least read through, know, and become aware of. So that's a neat zine. I'll put it in there. All right. We zined it up. That was Zine Thursday with a bunch of zines. We're printing zines and we're selling them on the Hobos Collective because we started a print co-op, right?
Correct. Yeah. It's very exciting.
Oh, is it exciting? I'm stressed. So there's a learning curve, and we've been doing a lot of stuff. We've been working on things from everything from, oh my goodness, I don't even know where to start. we got a work day because we're modifying and augmenting printers coming up. So that takes time. we've got a lot of things going on with the co-op. But like I said, we did kind of did a soft launch of the site. There's a few zines available. We're trying to figure out the processes of doing all this and everything else and running this as a business. So like I said, it's a soft launch, right?
Right. Yeah. It's definitely got some, we've still got some kinks to work out. We're still trying to make sure that everything runs perfectly smoothly and get our processes down, but we're learning every day.
And we're trying not to eat it on our postage costs, because right. Yeah. We already did that. Our first couple sales on the site went out. I was excited. I'm not going to do this after this, but the first few that orders we got, I went ahead and threw a couple of the dungeon mags. I'm sorry, the dragon mags that we did a few of the Wobblies and Wizards episodes that we read through into those orders. So those first couple folks who got their orders in, you got some of our dragon mags that we were reading when we were doing episodes. So check it out. You can read some of the articles. Those are yours. Hopefully you appreciate that. Hopefully that's wanted. I don't know. Maybe you don't like dragon mags and I sent you a dragon mag you didn't order. We have been throwing other random zines into every order or everything we've been sending out, but I'm kind of getting to the end of our box of zines that we've been sending out, so we're gonna have to print some more random ones. And those aren't ones we're just kind of throwing them in there as a thank you, and also because we're putting in just random zines of stuff that we think is important to have out there in the world. Maybe if you get it and you're not that into it, drop it off at a coffee shop or something like that. If you get
In a little free library somewhere.
Yeah, there's free library or a regular library or a friend that might benefit from it. But if it's not the kind of thing you're into, there's someone that could read it, or maybe you could read it and pass it along. So we just try to pass along zines, because zines are good for that.
That's what they're for, yeah.
So that's kind of the start of it. Now, we've got a lot of things. We got to schedule meetings and stuff like that we keep on having in meetings. So we're going to try to schedule a day where all four hobos are going to introduce ourselves to you at once. You can get to know the full collective and whatnot as one of the episodes here. And hopefully that's happening sooner than later. We're talking to the other hobos about when all four of us can record. We only meet like once a week, pretty late at night right now for our meetings. I think I've said that a few times. So that's kind
of... it's difficult to start a capitalism inside of capitalism.
especially if you're trying to avoid large elements of capitalism.
Yeah. Process.
Let's talk about that for a minute. I'm gonna kind of vaguely put something out there that I'm working on. I probably shouldn't say this much, but I'm going to. Like one of the things is a lot of folks are like, hey, can you give me a price on this? Can you give me a price on that? No. Right now, we can't. We're working on that kind of stuff. That's part of the process and the business order. We probably can. It's going to take us a while. We don't have an automated thing or anything like that. Each thing is going to have to be priced differently because of varying factors, paper, stuff like that.
Yeah, we just don't know just yet exactly what the printing and material costs per item are going to be. There's a lot that we just don't know yet.
And we've been doing research and figuring it out, and we've got like the business plan that's been worked on, created, is being changed and adjusted to fit more realities that we're discovering, right?
As right. We go forward.
So we're dealing with all that. It's going to take some time. We're getting other folks to help us. We're not doing it on our own. It's a process, but we are up and running minimally. It's nobody's full-time job or anything like that. So if you do order something from the website, I'm going to tell you there's a good chance we're only going to send out orders like once a week. So it might wait a minute till they actually get into the mail. Now, the other thing I wanted to put out there is how we're doing this. Like, we're a co-op, right?
That is my understanding.
We've been working a lot of the specifics of that. Like, so there's going to be different models and stuff like that. Like, and I can't tell you the specifics of those. Some folks are like, hey, can you give me a price? I want to print with you. No, we'd like to do a couple of different things, sort of a business to business, right? Printing for businesses out there, the companies mm-hmm. that exist, and we'll print some stuff for you. But there's also a lot of independent creators out there that don't have larger companies. And we're trying to find a cooperative model to work with folks. So maybe some people who are creating things, we're not trying to be a business for you to buy from. as much as we're trying to create a more cooperative model. And what that looks like in the end, we're still working out the kinks, because that's a large process, talking to lawyers and everything else. So just keep that in mind. Be patient with us while we work through some of that.
Yeah, which is not to say, you know, if you have a great idea and you want to get it out there, don't hesitate to reach out to us and let us know about your interest and what you want to do. Just be aware that we're still in the learning process and we don't want to take advantage of you, and we can't afford to lose our lunches on it, you know? So it's just.
So we'll see. We're working things out, and we've got some other things in the works. We'll probably have a few other things up on the site sooner than later, hopefully. And we'll let you know. The way I'd like to do it is you sign up for the mailing. Right, Jana said sign up for the mailing on the site. There's a newsletter. Yeah. It was a newsletter. I can't remember what it is.
It's the, you know what? I'll bring the site up real quick.
And she wanted us exactly. She also wanted us to tell them about the link tree. Page.
Yeah, which could just be put as a link in the description.
So yeah. She wants you to go check out the link tree and follow all the socials we have. We're working on getting them a little bit more unified than they are. They're a little disjointed, so hang in there.
Newsletter is the link. Yeah, hoboscollective.com. Just go to the newsletter section and you can sign right up, and you'll be kept up to date on everything new that's going out from us, anything new that we bring in, and any kind of updates of episodes. Great way to just kind of keep in touch with us.
Yeah. So we got that newsletter to check out. Go check out the link tree. We'll put the link in the podcast notes, as well as on the Hobos Collective site. We'll have something up there with the link to the link tree as well. She wants you to check out. She's going to be doing a lot of the, what is it called? Like social media stuff she's handling.
Yeah.
So check that out. And then I think there's something I'm missing in all of this. What is it? We will have a much bigger update, hopefully, on the actual filling folks in and what we've been doing. A lot of folks have been very supportive of us, and I want to thank you, from patrons, the folks who donated for the GoFundMe and stuff like that. And we'll give you a larger, detailed, update on what's been going on with all that. But I don't think that right now is the time for us to go into the weeds and details of that. We'll wait till all four of us are here to record, and we'll give you that. And hopefully that episode will be out in a few weeks. I think then we got a couple other episodes with some guests that we got scheduled to record before then. So those will probably come out first before we do that one, it looks like. Mm-hmm. We aren't going to talk about my secret podcast today. What else did we want to touch on before we were done with this episode?
Oh, goodness.
Well, I think that's about all we have for today. A few brief updates. Check out the Hobos Collective. Pick up by the way, just real quick, what we do have for sale there is You Believe in What. We talked about that before. Mm-hmm. We'll probably have if you go check out the actual product page, I posted a link to the last episode we talked to Felix, the author, with on that. We also have my zine that I did, all the writing, art, and printing, everything from conception to end. And that's the Gonzo Times, the first issue. The other ones, multiple issues are under works right now as well. Check that out. You might find a little treat in there too. And then the Dots zine as well. Those are the three that we currently have up there. So it's not a whole lot, but like I said, we'll probably be getting a few other things up there, and probably from some people besides us sooner than later. So check it out. Enjoy it. Hey, Blue, where can they find the Hobos and You on the internet?
Oh, well, you can find me specifically at That Blue Wizard on Instagram or Threads. I think Threads is still active as of this recording. I haven't actually looked at it in a minute, to be honest. Of course, also you can find me at the hoboscollective.com, hanging out in the message board. I think we actually took that down for the moment, but
yeah, the message board. So we had I want to address it. We wanted to make the Hobos Hideout or the Hobos Hideaway, with the message board itself that we had set up on the site. conflicted with the shopping cart and caused problems, so we had to take it down. There may be a message board going up somewhere else in a different way. I really want to do a message board.
I'm a big fan, and I support this, and I think we should have one.
There's reasons for wanting to do a message board, and perhaps we'll talk about that more in depth on another episode. I know it's not a popular thing in this day and age, but we're trying to bring the message boards back.
But in the meantime, you can join our Facebook group, the Hobos Collective Facebook group, and hang out there.
There's also a page.
And yeah, I guess that's what I meant. Really, the page
more. Well, the group's the one that we're more active on. The pages, groups and pages are slightly different.
Fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg.
There's a group and a page. Check out the group and the page. Join the group, and we've been pretty active there. Dot's been posting a lot of sexy Karl Marx pictures.
That's fantastic. I love that.
You can find me at Logar Hail Crom in various places. Support us on Patreon / Logar Hail Crom. And as always, keep those dice rolling.
And keep those zines printing.